Hello, everybody. Brian here from quantlabs.net. Just getting the good old YouTube ready. We will get started in a second. Hi, everybody. Brian here from quantlabs.net. Let's do some house cleaning or housekeeping announcements, some big stuff. As I have mentioned last week, and first thing is, I've got a new landing page. If you're interested in doing what I do, just come over to here, quantlabs.net/hire-me-now to get some free PDFs. Also, still working on this. The new shop, the new online store is coming. But I've got all the product ready to go, the new pricing. The big one is, this is Quant Analytics here. People wanted it monthly. That's what I'm doing. Everything else still stays the same, but that's the big one, okay? So I'll let people know when this is ready. We will also put out some coupon codes starting tomorrow, because today is May 16. And that's what's going to start happening. All righty, boom, 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 let's get to it. So here's our usual MotoWave. On Linux, we'll just go through everything. Australia, dollars, very active, a lot of pairs here. Australia USD is the strongest, but has a short call right here because current price is lower, or the target price is lower than the current price. This is using harmonic scans on MotoWave. Just one last thing. This will probably be the last video I'll be doing this style on YouTube. This is going to now be part of my analytics, among other things. But it's mostly going to be focused on crypto. So I'll be doing these same videos, putting them on my analytics, hopefully multiple times a day, with some really good analysis files and things that I've built in the past few years, and they've been pretty reliable. So I'm going to continue doing that, and some other big things as well. Continuing along here, we have Australia, the top dollar or currency. I mean, everything here is Australia. Then we're getting a Euro Canada. This in Canada is getting stronger. But I would say you got to watch the USD base quote, which is very few outside of this one in Australia. That's going to be key, because it's that one that determines which way the markets go for inflation, how it impacts the digital currency space. And virtually the US dollar continues to fall. So we've talked about, if the markets start to turn, we talked about the safe havens being the Scandinavian, so watch out for those. Also, a few other things I want to highlight here is the Asian dollar, sort of like Hong Kong and Singapore have been kind of get more longs. You can see here, nice performance here with New Zealand, Singapore. So some strength there. Australia dollar is topping out. Here's another key factor to watch for, is what the Treasury does, the bonds. 30-year, it's got a short, it's stable. But once it starts shorting, this is where the real problems start to kick in. I've talked about this one as well, the USD in Thai baht is one to watch for. This is a four-hour chart, but you can see how Thailand has really come about as a new Asian superpower to watch. US bond 5-year, got another short here. Same with the 10-year. So that's a general trend we got to watch out for. Some of the commodities we already know about, but you can start seeing what's happening, namely in sugar. I'm going to show you some other agriculture, but this one's going to short. It's been falling, as you can see, for the last couple of days, last week. Just continuing along here, even with the Eastern European currencies have been fairly weak, like the Poland, zloty, Japanese yen, this guy's short. This is an interesting one to watch. Everyone watches gold, silver, but platinum has been getting some talk about. If you are on my Discord, let me pull it up here. Some big things on Discord as well. I'll talk about, but overall, platinum, there's a story on my Discord on it, but platinum is getting stronger and outperforming gold and silver. See, it's been flat, but you can say the same thing about gold and silver as well. I always say it's manipulated. It's just the derivative market of those metals, silver and gold, not really good. I think that's one of the reasons why the digital currencies are been really taken off or up into a point. So, all right. So let me show you here what we've been doing with the news here. This is the Discord server. So I'll put this, try to put this in my, in the YouTube video description. Look, see here, I've added some news items. I've segregated out crypto. I shouldn't say that. General news, technical, which is for obviously more programming, hardware, software, trading, which is where the statistical things or major commodities end up in. And then a new one that I really don't talk about a lot is machine learning. So that's something, you know, be aware of. So you can get that in the Discord server invite. Now, if you haven't noticed yet, if I pull up my store, the new one, let me just pull up blog or whatever. Okay, so anywhere along here, just scroll to the bottom and you'll see the new social media contact right here, my Telegram group, or it's a channel. And that right there is Discord invite, okay? And then there's Twitter as well. So that's how you can get access to Discord. All right, continuing along, UK is getting a little stronger. You can see that start to move up, but still calling for a short. You're not seeing a lot of the US stock markets, but UK I feel more confident about. Brent crude has been kind of going range bound, but they're calling for a short here due to what's happened in Asia. Just look up the news of Taiwan on the global sickness. There's been some panic buying, so who knows where this goes. I think that'll have an impact on the oil globally because a lot of these calls do come out of Asia because that's where a lot of the current demand comes out of. I've talked about Canadian. Look at that strength there in the Canadian dollar with the British pound against the Canadian dollar. So this might be a place to be with the Canadian dollar as it strengthens. Again, you'll find those news articles in the Discord. USD, Japanese yen, defense trade, maybe along there. And I've talked about these Scandinavian currencies. This one's with Denmark. And then here is where it gets interesting, is gold. Short, range bound, it's kind of eking up. This is gold and pound. But this is the one to watch, is the gold, silver ratios, three of them here. Couple of shorts, this doesn't really matter, but it's this instant you have to watch is gold, silver, okay? Another one to watch is gold. This is silver in Canada. So there's a short there. Same with the Swiss franc, euro, another short. And we have now a call for the Australian 200 market short. And some of these Asian. Here's a long in the Singapore, a second one, and a third one. So that might say something about the Singapore dollar as well. So do understand that. Let me go check the YouTube channel here. Okay. So there's that. Now, this is the headline. This is the headline right here. Two calls. Long for China 50. You see that performance there, some nice big up move bars. Now, of course, this doesn't mean a whole lot historically, but when you look at the one day, this might bottom out, but what really determines it is the global sickness. Now, as I said, I'm going to be moving this style of videos to my back end on the Quant Analytics service. So I'll be able to talk more freely because I won't be censored, thanks to our overlords known as YouTube. So you got two of those in the China 50. Long here on the Euro CHF. A long here on the Norwegian. It's just really waiting it out for if there's something that happens panic-wise, these safe havens will just quickly kick in. The U.S. dollar, U.S. markets are doing quite well. But a lot of these other currency or forex pairs don't mean a lot. Now, here, Hong Kong 33 has got it short. Single Japan, though, has got it long, but doesn't mean a whole lot. And then, of course, we go into 1, 2, 3, 4, New Zealand, Singapore, 1, 2, so it's a slight long there. Second one, third one, a fourth one. So again, Singapore, who knows? Singapore, Japan, yen, it's mixed. Three, so 2 out of 3 longs. And then of course we come back to the UK, 10-year bond with a long there. This looks better than the US bond-wise. UK 100 short. So all the equity markets are shortened. So take heed. Okay, so we're coming up to our first call for some U.S. stock market finally. And the first one we have is the long and a short on the Russell. So unpredictable again. Here's the response here. As you know, on the global sickness happening in India, it has a huge impact on its currency, the rupee. Saudi Arabia, very flat. 2-year bond has some slight longs there. We got a short and another short. So doesn't say a whole lot. Let's see. This one's interesting. See how flat this is. That's US Hong Kong dollar. There comes some oil short. The second short of the Brent crude. So doesn't mean a whole lot, but it really depends upon the demand of China. Canada, let's see how Canada's been doing. Canada's been strengthening. Here, we got some more pound against Canada. This is really showing bottom here with Canada. 1, 2, 3. So you got 3 out of 3 longs for Canada. That's going to be a good pair based upon that to jump into. Okay. Again, pound against the Canadian looks really good. I've been reading that again. If you go into the Discord, you'll read about it, the Canadian dollar. A couple more. New Zealand, the Swiss franc, longs there. I don't know. That's about it that I can see. Oh, yeah, these are the ones I like watching. 2-year. I was got a short here on the 2-year bond for the U.S. It's going to weaken at some point. Here we have soybean, slight decline out of all the food. Agriculture, this is the strongest one. Natural gas, been pretty well flat. Okay. Copper, it's still going up. I mean, this is the metal to have because it's industrial. Forget the gold, forget the silver. Corn, so this is what I'm talking about. The food production, agriculture has been dropping. Same with wheat. So that could be related around the dollar, US dollar. This one's the other one we watch is the gold, silver. And that's it. China, I'm gonna add this to the China 50. That may take off. And I think the pound against the dollar is looking pretty good. That's pretty strong there, but we have to wait it out to see if it actually takes hold. And then this one, the pound against the Canadian dollar, is a good one to watch as well. So again, this will be the last one analysis. So if you want to no more. What I would do is go to the store, quantlabs.net, anywhere. Just click on the tab at the top here for shop. As I said, the monthly now will be available for Quant Analytics. Okay, so this style of video will be put in the in that session. It'll be done on a daily basis. But right now, these are the ones I kind of consider later in the week. If this starts to show some entry potential, China 50 and pound against the Canadian. All right, so watch it. We'll leave it at that. Thanks for watching. Have a good day. Bye.